Blog Talk Radio.
Brought to you by P4P Muscle Productions and Entertainment, the number one drug-free athlete sponsorship foundation in the world. Following under the teachings, don't trust me, trust my hustle. The ringleader of this show and conductor of this machine is Kaylin, lend me your ear, Patterson. Sit back, relax, and turn up your volume to P4P Real Talk.
Hey, everybody. We're back again. P4P Real Talk. Kaylin Patterson in the house. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation and opportunity in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now, let's talk. I'm really happy that we're having an extra show that's starting on time. It's been some troubles. It's been some headaches. But, hey, it's part of the business. I found out that we weren't alone with the drop calls or other issues. And that's nice to know that it's not something we were doing in-house. That's always a great thing. We're finding out that there's some issues with, prime time and doing these things. But, hey, live and learn, and we're growing. And I thank everybody for being involved in it enough to even ask, you know, what's going on with the live show. But we will start the show now. I'm very happy to talk about a guy that's he just won some great and impressive hardware. But I also have a very nice woman in the house. Yeah, I'll let them both introduce themselves. Desiree, AT, could you both introduce yourselves right quick?
Sure. My name is Desiree Fletcher-Hayes, and I'm based in Des Moines, Iowa, and I am an IFPA pro. And I'd like to hand it over to AT.
Hey, I'm AT Wilkerson. Right now I'm in Chesapeake, Virginia. I am originally from Georgia. And right now I am an IFPA pro and a WMBF pro. And I'm going to pass it on back to Kaylin.
Hey, I sure appreciate that. Welcome to the show, guys. There's some things and topics I'd like to talk about. Kareem's going to be joining us in a little bit. But right now, I'd like to just delve into AT. You just won a show. You did pretty good. But also, one of the things that impressed me is some of the hardware you won. I know that 3-4 years back, there was no way hardware like that was even going to be in the venue, much less being handed out to one of the competitors. So, you know, I'm glad that everybody, as well as the promoters, are stepping up. But I'd also like to say congratulations on your win.
Thank you, thank you. Man, I had my eyes set on those swords before the show even started. When I had told my wife, I was like, you know, it would be real nice to win me a sword. And I missed out on an opportunity back in February to win a sword. And I told myself, you know, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep grinding until I get me a sword. And I really wanted a sword. So, hey, I turned on the afterburners and never looked back. And now I accomplished that goal. And I'm very happy to have that.
I'm glad you set that goal there. And it's appreciative to see that some of the things that the promoters are doing are actually bringing the people in-house. And with a goal in mind, not to just step on stage, but actually be very competitive, because now it's more than just a first place trophy. It's more than just a pro card. You know, there's some hardware that, you know, as competitors, we're not used to seeing. So I'm sure that was a nice little incentive for you, for sure.
Yes, it was, man. I am very thankful for that opportunity to be able to, you know, do something like this. And when I won it, I was kind of shocked, but at the same time, I was happy on the inside because I finally got something that I was so desperate and wanted, you know, to add, you know, as a collection, and I accomplished that goal, and I'm very thankful for being able to compete with both, you know, organizations, WNBF and the IFPA, and I'm truly blessed, man, truly blessed.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm loving that's coming from you is that you're speaking with the hunger, and hopefully, you know, you'll be able to maintain that hunger once you step on a pro stage. But one of the blessings of it is now that the shows are actually becoming more and more competitive, you can actually see, you know, ahead of time just how hard you see your hard work, and when you're in the gym, it looks good. But when you step into a room full of other hard workers, that makes you more competitive. It should, to where you say, you know, I got to step my game up even more.
Yes, and I'm glad you said it, because every day I go to the gym, I got a mindset of wanting to get better. And every show that I do, I always say I want to be better, look better than I was that previous show. And with my wife backing me up, my brother supporting me, they keep me driving, they keep me grinding harder and harder. And every time I hit the gym, man, it's like I'm going to work again. I leave one job and step into another job, and it's all focus and ambition, man. And the crazy thing about it, I'm so in love with this sport. My supervisor tells me it's like I'm addicted to it. But I like this addiction.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great feeling. When I get to the gym, man, it's like it's hard to explain the feeling that I feel when I step into the gym. And it's all working.
I know, that's hard to explain. Not the people that are basically sitting in the choir. You just preaching right now. Go ahead. Testify.
Yeah, man, and I enjoy helping people as well. I love when somebody asks me a question that I can relate to. And mm-hmm. my favorite part of competing is when I go to these shows and meeting other competitors, because we all have that same goal. We all have that same drive wanting to win, but it's like a big family when I step in there, man. The show, every show I have been to, it felt like I was with a family, and I like that atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's great, and it keeps me going, man. It keeps me going.
That's why I call it the Fit Fam. Now, I'm going to pass this over to Desiree, because she's an IFPA pro also. And I know in this region, the IFPA has some very tough shows and very tough competition. Desiree, if you could speak on it, not just from a woman's point of view, but just from somebody that's been holding her pro card and preparing for the pro stage.
Yeah, it's... I can definitely agree that the competition is stepping up. I started competing a couple years ago, and every year the shows just keep getting bigger. I have my pro card in the bikini division, and more women are stepping into the field, and I love seeing it. And it's not just the younger girls, but it's us more mature women as well. Once you get
mm-hmm.
over 40. But the number is definitely growing. And, as the amount of competition grows, so does the preparation. And I think, you know, you and AT have summed it up really well that, you know, once you get your pro card, that's not the end of the journey. It's just the beginning of the next phase of your journey. And as far as my approach to this has been, I'm taking some time off. I've had my pro card for, maybe about 6 months now. And I've just been really using this year to grow, to make some gains, to train, keep my eye on the competitions that's out there, to make sure that when I do step on that stage, that my body is on par with the ladies that are already there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so I think, go ahead.
I saw you at the Titan Classic, and you're doing something that's very wonderful, especially... when it comes to branding and marketing ourselves, is that you didn't blow up. And you know what I mean by I'm saying that. You've actually kept yourself very close. You know, you're not trying to be stage ready all year, because I will never agree to people that do that. It's so stressful on the body. But you have actually addressed your body in a way that's healthy and comfortable for your metabolism.
I mean, everything you do is a lifestyle. So even though I'm not show ready at this moment, I still practice, working out regularly. I still watch my eating. I'm still very regimented about how I handle my food and my exercise, because I am in the mindset that I am going to step on stage. So at no point do I ever want to go backwards. This is all about going forward and improving, but doing it the right way and being healthy about it and being systematic about it, and not just, oh, you know, I'll take a couple months off and then I'll jump back into it. No, I mean, every day is with the goal in mind and my eye on where it is that I want to be in the future. And when I get on stage, it is to win. I mean, I know a lot of people say that you're competing against yourself, and that's true, but I'm going in with the mindset that I'm putting myself out there to compete with the best of the best that the IPA has to offer at that particular show. So that's how I approach every day. And I love getting out there and just staying in tune and supporting all the other athletes that are out there. And that helps keep me motivated and excited about what I'm looking forward to doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things that you're blessed by keeping yourself in such good shape is that you're always photo ready. And, you know, there's plenty of photographers that basically run with us. And Kevin Tobey, I mean, my goodness, he has done some amazing things with his photography. I mean, he's being so creative right now, and just a blessing to the competitors off of the shows that he frequents. But, you know, he also does some photo shoots. And, you know, you've got some great pics out there where he captured you just wonderfully. I mean, could you speak on that for a little bit? Because I think most people don't understand about marketing and branding. It's not that you sit there and do a show and then photographers come running. You've got to have a presentation and a basically a look that can be maintained where they can actually do something with it. Because it's not like they have an open date just because you want to go right now.
No, and that is very true. First of all, I just have to give a shout out to Kevin Tobey, because I think he is wonderful, and I love the photos that he takes at the competitions. I think it truly captures the essence of the competitors. So, Kevin Tobey, I don't know if you ever hear this, but much love to you, man. And it is true, because part of building your brand is networking. And meeting as many individuals as you can. And if you can get connected with a good photographer or good photographers, you know, all the better for you. But when they approach you and they're like, hey, I would love to shoot with you, I have an opening, you know, next week, then you kind of have to be ready, or that's an opportunity that's missed. So everything that you do just sets you up to take advantage of opportunities that you may not even know are coming your way, but if you're not ready, then you just miss out. And so you have to be ready to open that door. And I have just been fortunate enough that, and it's not only your physique, but you want overall good health. You want to make sure that you're sleeping well, you're taking care of your skin. I mean, it is the overall total package, because bodybuilding is about the body and your size and your strength, but it's also about your symmetry and just your overall appearance, especially for the women when you are on stage. So you want to be paying attention to all of the finer points of your appearance as well.
So, now, AT, I hope you're soaking all this up, because these are the things you're going to have to be addressing, because, you know, my dad had always told me, you know, you don't just get in the door. You make sure the door is open for the next person that has to come through. And I hope that everybody that's competing has that mindset that we're addressing the needs of the future competitors. Because without that, you know, what's the point in doing all this work? Because if we're truly helping others, I mean, you got to be helping the people you don't know. And that's the people you help the most.
Exactly. And like you know, Desiree was saying, it's all part of the process. Now, a lot of people don't understand that sometimes stuff like this, especially getting ready for a show, it takes time, it takes dedication, and it takes, you know, preparing yourself each day, especially with the eating and the workouts, and then some of, you know, you got a job, you got to balance that, and I mean it plays a big part of getting ready for a show. And a lot of people don't thinking that, you know, you wake up and boom, there you go, you're show ready. It doesn't work like that. You know, life doesn't work like that. And in life, there's obstacles in life. You never know. You could wake up now and then boom, something happens and it throws you off. I mean, you never know. You always got to prepare yourself daily. You always got to have that mindset to set yourself a goal and try to achieve it. You know, you hit one goal, go to the next. But getting ready for a show, it takes a lot out of you. And I can honestly say this last show that I did, I think it took a lot out of me compared to the others that I have done. This one was like the one that broke me down like the most. And I don't know if it was mentally or physically, but I was physically exhausted by the time I got ready for the show. But after the fact, you know, I was happy with what I had accomplished. But I agree with Desiree, you know, taking some time off, it helps, man. It really does help. And that's what I'm at the point now, because even though I did win my pro card, and I don't want to rush it, because I know those guys at the pro level are bringing the heat. And I don't want to step on stage, you know, thinking that I'm already ready, and those guys looking like action figures. And then I'm like, oh, man, why did I do this? After I won that card, I said, you know what? I'm about to take the rest of the year off and get myself physically ready, mentally ready, and actually ready for the pro level. Because I know them boys about to bring the heat. And when I step on that stage, I want to know for a fact that I am able to compete with these guys at the next level.
And what is also important is because he's checking out his competition, and that's the other part of the equation, is knowing what you're going up against so you can prepare to meet it.
Yeah, I agree. Yes. Now, honestly, I think that's one of the best things, and it actually segues into my next point, is, you know, something that we've not been specifically keying on, but something that everybody's been asking. But I think because we ask it so much amongst ourselves, we forget to ask it in public. Because some people remain silent simply because they don't want to feel stupid asking the question. After we win the pro card, what next? So I'll start with Desiree, ladies first, and then I'll pass that over to AT.
That is a good question, because you have to really know, do you want to make this more of a career thing, or is it a goal that you're pursuing, and then once you achieve it, that you can be happy with what you've achieved and just kind of settle into a routine? But what next for me is to, continue to improve and keep my eye on the shows and the competitors that are out there, and find a good fit for me and get ready to go out there. And because it's not so much about the money, but it's seeing how far I can go and what exactly my body can do. And so that's what's next for me. But beyond that, I really would like to see more of a career expansion for myself in this industry that goes beyond just competing. There are opportunities with modeling. If you choose to be a fitness model, once you go pro and if you do very well there, that opens a lot of doors there. You know, you have opportunities to consult, to create blogs like you, to inspire others, to motivate, to give tips, to train, whatever that is. But you have to decide, do you want to stick with the industry or not? And then if you do, find your niche and then go after it. And for me, competing is just part of moving in that direction to where I see myself in the fitness industry in the future. So that's kind of what's next for me. I'm 41 years old, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to continue to compete, but, there are a lot of competitors my age that are out there that are, you know, beating up on the younger kids. So they're definitely making an impression and motivating our generation to continue to be fit and healthy. So I'm just excited to see where everything is going to go.
AT?
Well, to piggyback off Desiree, I figure, you know, since that I am a pro now, I got to train like one. And basically, I want to step on stage, like I said before, knowing that I am ready for this. But right now, as a personal goal, I want to continue to go forward. And I, like some people, win a pro card and then they were like, you know, I want more pro cards and I'm done. That's it. You know, they go off and they stop doing it. But for myself, I want to see how far I can go. I want to see how far I can push myself to the limit every day, each day, doing this lifestyle. And I mean, you know, I don't know how long, you know, as long as I'm here on earth, you know, as long as I'm above ground, I'm going to continue to try to help others along my journey. You know, if people have questions, I'm going to try to, you know, give them tips on trial and errors that I have accomplished. You know, I have my ups, I have my downs, you know, I have good days, I have bad. My very first show was a disaster. I stepped on stage thinking that I was show ready, and I looked at those guys and was like, oh my goodness, what did I get myself into? So, you know, I want to make sure that I can help somebody, you know, not go down that path that I went down for my very first show. And the crazy thing about it, my very first show was NPC. So, you know how that, you know how that goes. And man, ever since that day, I came home, and I will never forget it. I looked at my wife. I said, I was not ready for that show. I said, but I am glad that I did it because I learned so much. And ever since that day, man, it motivated me to something crazy. And I said, I do not want to come home feeling like I felt that day ever again.
All right.
And that drove me, man. It was like you said, getting behind that car and just driving to your destination and never looking back. So
that's
how I want to be able to inspire somebody the same way that those guys inspired me at that show. That's my goal, man. That is my goal.
Well, yeah, that's a great answer and a great response. And now, you know, I'll piggyback off what you're saying is, you know, my thing was, you know, it was never, honestly, it was never about me. It was about what I could bring the best out of me to help the people around me. And, you know, everybody has a reason for doing things, and everybody has their want and need to put, you know, to push themselves. But my pressure didn't really come from what other people look like. My pressure always came from what I look like. And I was always, you know, I had a dad that always drove me, you know, what about you? What are you doing? You know, how are you improving the family? You know, what about you makes this family better? And that question, you know, it was asked when I was about 5 or 6 years old, but it was something that stuck with me, that always pushed me, where if I'm going to be around the family, then the family should be better because I'm around them, not the other way around. You know, because if we feed into each other, then all of us improve. But if I'm feeding off of you, then I'm the only one that gets better. So, you know, that just stuck with me into the family dynamic, the work dynamic, and now the fit family dynamic. Basically, it's a constant pushing. But, you know, if you're going to do something, like you're saying, AT, and like you said, Hillary, it should be to improve yourself and by that, the people around you.
Yes.
Desiree, if you have something else you'd like to throw in?
I would just like to say and encourage anyone, if you have ever thought about competing, you should do it. I have seen so many inspirational stories of ladies in particular that, you know, maybe they weren't 100% show ready, but they lost 100 pounds just to get on that stage, and they just by the nature of doing that, they were show ready. They deserved to be there, and everything that came along with that experience, that was all theirs. It's just a fantastic motivator. And so don't ever think that you can. And every athlete gets better every year as long as they stick with it. They always improve, and your package is always better. And I would just like to, on the flip side of that, encourage the promoters that put together the shows to continue to, you know, get out there, keep creating opportunities for people to participate in and challenge themselves to add value to every show that they pull together. Mm. That's only going to encourage more people to participate. And by the nature of creating more value, and especially at the pro level, more people are just going to stick with it and continue to drive themselves because they have even something more to attain. So I just encourage everyone on both sides of the equation to just to keep striving and to keep improving the sport.
I like that. I like that. Go ahead, AT.
Yeah. I was about to say, yeah, I agree with that because, I mean, you know, when you – at these shows, man, a lot of these people – They see this hardware. They see, you know, food. It's all about, you know, presentation. And when those trophies and stuff come out on that stage, I mean, it does something to you. And a lot of people go like, you know, I wish I can get that, and I wish I can get that. And that night back in February when I did the OCB here in Hampton, Virginia, it was a some of the awards with trophies and swords as well. And man, those knowing in the back of your head that you could be a person that wins something like that, it does something to you. So like Desiree was saying, you know, if you're a competitor, any competitor, male or female, don't let nobody tell you, like she said, that you can't do something. Because there's so much opportunity out here. This fitness world is growing every day. I'm starting to see more competitors every day. Every single day is getting bigger and bigger. And these shows that I'm doing, when you start seeing your number up into the hundreds and counting, you know you're in a very large show. And these shows are – I remember before, you know, I got into it, I was doing my research, and, you know, you have a few competitors here, a few competitors there. Now, when you step on that stage, you don't know who you're about to go against. And,
that's
and
right.
Everybody is bringing their, you know, their best A game. And everybody has in their mindset that I'm trying to beat this guy next to me. So you got to be a person that if you set your mind to something, stay focused. There's a lot of things that would throw you off your track in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of people that's negative. You got some people that's positive. Steer yourself to the positive crowd because that negativity will bring you down. Trust me.
Yes,
I know for a fact. And try to, you know, surround yourself with people with the same mindset that you have, and try to surround your people with yourself that will support you in your goals. I hate when I see people trying to, you know, make themselves better. Either they're losing weight, eating healthy, and then you got somebody over here asking them why they're doing that. What?
Yeah.
You should be saying, you should be telling that person, you inspired me, and I love your drive. Keep doing what you're doing. So, my thing is, when I decided to actually compete in and stuff like that. It was all basically, at first I didn't know what I really wanted out of it, but as I kept going, I started loving it more, more, and more. And then I got, you know, I found P4P, which they brought me in like a family. I feel like I've been with them forever. And they keep me motivated as well, man. I mean, I love, you know, JB and Joe and Tyann, and I love what they're doing every day for this company, and it makes me work even harder.
Yes, so, right.
Yeah, so, I mean, I encourage anybody who wants to compete, do it. You know, just set yourself a goal and never look back, man. Don't let people discourage you and stop you from making yourself feel better. That's what I like to tell anybody I'm talking to. Just do it. You know, don't let nobody tell you not to do it, because when you don't do it, somebody else over there is doing it.
So, that's right. Every day.
Yeah. Every day, man.
And it's almost embarrassing when we realize we could be doing it. And you know, I hate the if only. I will say, I don't like saying hate too much and too often, But I hate the opponents. Because it's like, you know, when you think back, there was that person that did have the support for you and was ready to get you going, but because you, you know, you sided, and, you know, we do have to step up. I mean, the thing that I think most people fear is success. Because sometimes we don't want to go away from the people we know who we've been around that aren't successful. And that, you know, that's frightening when you think about your whole dynamic is about to change. Mm-hmm. Everything that you know is about to improve, but it's also going to change dramatically because there's people that we just know aren't going to go with us. And that means that they are going to be left behind.
Right.
So, exactly. You know, I know when I was... But that was, you know, that's in work, that's in friendships, that's in everything. When we get ready to step up, we have to really have a thick skin. We've got to have a mindset that's ready to do. And we got to be so focused that nothing breaks that. Because if you don't have those things, you will go back to what I say is normal, which is habits. We're basically making, when you start a fitness regimen, you start a habit. When you start a new job, you start a new habit. When you start a new diet, you start a new habit. And for women, I'll pass this to Desiree. Women have such a self-image because, you know, basically their day, it goes on that. So when you have to actually see somebody in great shape, and then it's okay, how do I add muscle without becoming, you know, basically a offended by myself and how I'm looking and how I'm dealing with myself trying to do that. Go ahead, Desiree.
First of all, I just want to preface just quickly that, you know, strength and health comes in many shapes and sizes. So I don't want to give the impression that, you know, that you're not fit or you're not healthy or you're not strong if you're not stage ready or competition ready. That's not
exactly,
right.
Yes.
But,
right.
But, the other thing to keep in mind, too, is that, you know, a strong body, especially on a woman, is still a beautiful thing. It is still very feminine. You don't have to worry about, oh, you know, I don't want to get too bulky. I just want to tone. Well, if you want to tone, then what you want to do is you want to put some weight on it. If you truly want the true definition of toning, you want to build strength. And you can still be very feminine and very beautiful doing that. And anybody who has seen a bodybuilding competition, for the most part, I will even hazard to say a natural competition, you will see that that's exactly what the women look like. So the first part of it is just getting over the fear that your body is going to become something that is quote-unquote not acceptable to society, that it will be too manly because it won't.
Yes.
And then
just embracing
that you are strong regardless of what your shape is. I don't care what your size is, as long as it's the healthiest. You know, as long as you are the healthiest that you can be, whatever your size is, then that's it for you. And it can be strong, and you can. There are a lot of women out there who do strength train. And so, if you're comfortable with women, you can find that coach or you can find that inspiration. And if you're comfortable with men, they're going to be out there to help you too. Because anybody who is truly about health and fitness is going to be there to inspire you, no matter what stage you started at. And it's not going to happen overnight. It may take you 6 months, may take you 12 months, may take you 18, may take you longer, but consistency over time is going to get you where you want to be. And so, again, it's the lifestyle, it's the dedication to yourself, and it's just opening your mind that you can become something that you never thought you could just by changing your outlook on how you see what exercise and what health means to you. And it is more than just cardio. And it's still a very beautiful thing. And anyone can achieve it.
Thank you for saying that. Oh, my God. I'm sorry for laughing, but thank you for saying that. Because I'm tired of the cardio kings and queens as they step into the arena. It tickles me, and I said, well, if you look at what's going on with your body, yes, you are losing weight. I said, but is it something you want to take out in front of society and say, this is my best? Because, you know, that's what it's about. If we're improving, why aren't we improving? I mean, you know, That's another rant. But I'll pass this over to AK, because I'm sure he has something.
And gentlemen, I hate to cut this short, but I actually have to go. I have an exercise class that I need to be getting to. So,
there we go.
Kaylin,
well,
thank you very much.
Stuff,
yeah, thank you very much for having me. AT, it's been a pleasure to share this time with you. And
likewise.
You know, hopefully I'll bump into both of you at some time in the future.
Oh, you know that.
Hopefully, well, yes, right. Yeah, maybe so. See you later.
Maybe
we'll
so.
Be safe.
Thank you very much, guys.
And have fun.
Bye.
AT, we're going to let you finish what we were talking about, because it's a big difference. And I'm really glad that we're opening minds, because I know as much as your body might be able to produce, without the mind to back it, it ain't producing much, and it ain't going to do it long.
Right. Like Desiree was saying, I mean, one thing I applaud, you know, females that's doing fitness, because there are a lot of women who be at these shows. I know it'd be a nice little group of guys, but it seems like every show I go to, the women overpowers the competitors wise. It'd be more women competitors than men. And fitness is not always about, I have to be a bodybuilder. I have to be a model. Fitness can go a long way. There's more categories to being healthy and living a healthy life than what people's perspective is. A lot of people take fitness and make it into something that is not really realistic. You're not gonna wake up one day and automatically be, you know, a dream body. Let's just say somebody on TV that's very athletic. I mean, it's not gonna happen overnight. Everything is a process. Everything takes time, and a lot of people think, you know, they always ask this question. I know my brother was telling me one day, because he teaches fitness class. He was like, man, somebody came up to me and asked me, well, how long does this take? How long will it take for me to see results? How long will it take for me to get this size? All those how longs and how long. People just need to get in the mindset of progress. It's a slow process, but eventually you're going to start seeing results, and then you can start feeling better. You got to take baby steps when you're doing this fitness thing. Let's fast forward back to 2010. You know, I mean, back to 2010. I'm 5'10", and I was at 190 pounds, but it wasn't muscle. And one day I was in the mirror, and I was standing there, and my wife came up behind me, and she was like, for a person that's always in the gym, I cannot tell that you're in the gym. And I stood there for a moment, and I was like, well, what do you mean? She was like, she said, I see that you love going to the gym. You, there's something about being at the gym that's your passion, but I can't tell that you go to the gym. And I was like, wow, you just, you know, lower my self-esteem. But I thank her for that, because she opened the opportunity for me to do something that I love, while helping others as well, because from that day on, my progress inspired others to do the same without me even having to say anything. Yes, and I didn't even have to say anything. The only thing they asked me was like, how did you do it and what did you do? And basically I told them, you know, I like sharing my experience with others because it helps them grow as well. And to this day, I got some people saying, hey, man, I appreciate you, you know, what you've done for me. I love the drive that you have, and you inspire me. And keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop. So, and that's the mindset I got. And that's the mindset I would, you know, like for everybody to have. But, you know, everybody, you can't please everybody. Everybody's going to do what they want to do in life because, you know, that's just society. And some people are afraid to change how they appear to others because they fear what others have to say. And you have mm-hmm. to just block that stuff out, man. Sometimes you have to do what's right for you. And even if that means eliminating some people out of your life, so be it. Because okay. if it's right for you, if you feel comfortable, if you're happy, continue to do what makes you happy. That's what I say. Just do what makes you happy, what you feel. You don't have to be a physique person like, you know, you see, you know, us, you know, us. It's not always about it. This is just something that we like to do. We want right. our body to change. It's something that we want to do. For you, if you want to, you know, look like something else, then do it. That's fine. You know, the world of fitness isn't for everybody. So, but living a healthy lifestyle is, man, and your health is very important, especially, you know, in this society, man. Health is very important. There's so many things that can harm the body that we don't realize until after the fact, especially mm-hmm. the things that we eat. I mean, most of the stuff that we, you don't know what you're putting into your body unless you're actually cooking it yourself. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I encourage my wife to do every day. She's, you know, she's pretty, you know, fit herself. And people ask her, you know, were you always that small? And she was like, no, I was never this small. I said, I just decided to change my life and I stuck with it. So mm-hmm. I encourage women, men, anybody who's listening to this, you know, just if you have a goal, just pursue it. Don't let society stop you from doing what makes you feel right. And always be healthy about it. There's a lot of diets out here, man. I be reading up on this. I don't know what those diets are, and some of them look scary, but you have to be careful.
Ain't that?
Yeah, I know. And you have to be careful, man. A lot of people put something out here just to make a quick dollar, and you got to watch out for those people in the world that's really not about fitness. They're trying to make money. So you have to be careful of the things you read and the things that you see, and don't always listen to somebody that's really not doing it. The only thing they're trying to do is bring you down. So you mm-hmm. you know, they might be not happy, and they see you, you know, starting to succeed a little bit, so they want to bring you back. Don't allow
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah, just keep pushing. Like you said, keep pushing, man. Keep grinding and never look back.
Well, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, like you're saying, there's a lot of things that we didn't know going in, but we learned better. And there was one thing that I had learned, and that was with, you know, with the P4P when I did the interview with the manufacturer. You know, is how much, mm-hmm. I mean, because honestly, it's basically some of the stuff that they have on the market is so cut up that it's basically what we're trying to do. And then to hear what, because I mean, this is something I posted on it so people can go back and check. I told JB mm-hmm. this when he and Joe, when I was talking to him, I said, I will stop doing everything, every supplement known to man, and just go solely on P4P and see for myself and show you if your stuff is really what it is. And, you know, the first two shows, well, basically every show I've done this year, has been off the P4P supplementation. And I said, if you look at it, that you can't deny, as much as you want to say, you know, I said, all right, you say that the other stuff's competitive. I disagree. There's a lot of crap products out there with just great name. Because I would liken it to, you remember when Pioneer was and all these great music stuff for the cars. And they said, oh, yeah, this is the stuff. And then basically you're just buying a name, but the product had basically started being undersold with the value. And it wasn't Pioneer. I mean, you're buying a name, but you're not buying a good product anymore. And that was, I mean, that is the straight, strict difference from what I did last year and me stepping on stage now. Was basically P4P having an actual product that we could, as naturals, take and actually get some kind of value from it.
And I'm glad you said it, because I took a lot of, I tried a lot of proteins, you know, going through, you know, trial and error. Mm-hmm. And the first day I received my PCP protein, I opened it up, and the grains looked so pure. And I was like, you know what? This is the real deal. Mm-hmm. Because I never seen a protein that looked so natural just by looking at it.
Yeah.
And the taste and the results that I've you know, I've been seeing ever since then, because this last show was nothing but P4P products that I was, you know, on, like the proteins and the pre-workout and the recovery, the chain reaction, mm-hmm. and the alter ego. And honestly, man, I look better than what I have did when I was on those other proteins. And I can say that from a fact, because you know your body. You know
that's
your
right.
body. That,
you best believe it.
And I'm not sitting here trying to, you know, do a sales pitch, but I'm just telling you from a fact, from what I have observed. When I get to the gym, I have so much energy, I have so much drive, I have so much focus, and it seems like I be in a zone. People have to tap me on the shoulder because I be zoned out so much. And one thing I like about Alter Ego, it makes me sweat. And when that sweat starts kicking in, it's like my body is going through a car washing station. I'm in overdrive. And nothing can get in my way. It's all focused, and it's fun, man. And I love it. And I'm glad that, you know, JB and Joe introduced this product to me, because I guarantee you this is the only stuff that I will ever take, because with me being in the military, it's perfect, because as a military person, I'm always getting tested, and so you never know.
Yes.
What you're taking in this world, people could tell you one thing, and next you know, you're standing in front of your boss asking, trying to explain yourself, what did you take to show up on this, you know, this test like this?
Mm-hmm.
So you, like I said, you got to be careful in this world. You have to be careful. People are all about trying to make a quick dollar while selling you something that's not 100% pure.
That's right.
And a lot of people are very some people are so afraid now to, you know, take certain things, you know, it's harming those that's who's really trying to do the right thing. And I was mm-hmm. talking to my brother one, and he was like, man, I was taking this protein here, but it made me feel sick. And so now he's afraid to take protein. I was like, listen, man, I said, try this P4P. Yes, it's the real deal, and I guarantee you, you will see the difference. So I gave him a sample one day when he came to visit me. And he was like, you know what, man, this stuff is really good. And I feel real good. I said, I told you. It's better to show you than tell you, because, you know, this world is crazy, man. People are trying to get over you and scam you. And you got to take care of your body, man. You got to take care of your body.
That's right.
And you can't put all kind of stuff into your body and expect it to work like you want it to work.
Amen.
You just can't do it.
Amen.
That's like taking a car and letting your oil turn black. You think it's going to operate correctly? No.
Nope.
You got to take care of it. You got to always do your oil change. You know, you got to, there's certain maintenance. Like you do a maintenance to your vehicle, your body is the same way. You got to take care of it, and you got to put stuff in it that's natural, you know. So I tell people to be careful, man. And I wish people would, you know, jump on the P4P supplements, because I can get it. It's real. It's 100, and you will see some great results off of it.
That's so true. And I mean, I can speak on it. And like I said, I was telling a friend of mine over the last weekend when he was asking. I said, look, you grew up with me. I said, you know what? I told you I never wanted to be no salesman, but I ain't want to have to sell. I said, all I want to do is be able to tell you about it. And, you know, I said, for me, it's more like church. You know, I don't have to make nobody love Jesus. If you see my life and you see something good about it, then I can tell you about it myself. I said, but I ain't got to sell him. It ain't no hustle, you know. And it's more like a presentation. And if you like the presentation, then go with that. But if you know, something like you said, it ain't for everybody. But like I was telling my family, I shouldn't have to be seen as counterculture because I want to be healthy. I should be seen as the person that's basically saying this is the example of good health, and actually be speaking about good health without, you know, talking about enhanced or injections or anything like that, anything illegal. I didn't want to look healthy. I want to be healthy. And that, to me, that's what it's always been about.
Exactly. And not, you know what, nothing to knock against, you know, other people in the world, you know, doing their thing. But I just hate that, you know, there's a lot of fitness people in this world that others look up to. There's a lot of fitness people in the world that has, you know, a lot of popularity. But my thing is, why lie, you know, to your fans or people that's looking up to you? Why, you know, I'd rather present something that's natural, where I present something that's not natural, and then I'm basically sending the wrong message to you. So I believe in if I'm going to promote something, I want to promote something that's safe, that's healthy, and that you can actually say, you know what, that guy right there, he inspires me, or that lady right there, she inspires me, and I want to be just like them, or just not like them, but following their steps until, you know, that lifestyle that they're living. But P4P in whole, as a whole organization, as a family, they're actually doing that. They're sending the right message, as we are here support your needs, and I love how they treat the athletes, man. It's like it seems to me like I've known them for years, and I really haven't. I enjoy everything that they're pushing out. I enjoy how they keep us involved, always up to date, and I mean, it's a great show, man.
Shout out to Diane on that one. Big shout out to Diane.
Oh, yes, man. She is, like, excellent. It seems like me and Ty, it seems like I knew Ty for years. And she is a great individual. She is great. Every time if I message her or call her, she's awesome, man. Ty is awesome. Whenever y'all call her, keep her.
It's a wonder her phone worked, man. I think it should have blown up months ago.
She is great. That's like, she's awesome, man. Words can't even describe how wonderful she is. Blessing to have somebody like that I was introduced in life. It's good. And you, man, I big ups to you. I see that you're doing big things too, winning your pro card. I see you still driving and grinding and, you know, keeping everything intact. So, you know, shout out to you as well, man. Shout out to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. But this is about you right now and the people. Right now I'd like to get to the part where you can speak on the people, like you said, have been supporting you. It sounds like your wife. No, it doesn't sound like. Your wife has been doing an excellent job and keeping you grounded. And then also helping you get to your goals, because I know it's not easy.
Man,
and the military,
I got two daughters.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I got two daughters, man. One 8 and one's about to turn 6. And my wife has been there since day one. And the crazy thing about it, my very first show, she didn't come to. And I was like, you know, ever since then, she's been coming to all my shows. And I've been actually winning some stuff. So I'm like, well, you got to come to all my shows because you're a good look charm.
But my wife is amazing, man. If it wasn't for her, I don't know if I could really I can do it. I mean, I have that drive to, you know, grind and grind by myself, and I hit and then I go to the gym by myself every day faithfully, you know, solo. But she keeps me grounded. She keeps me on track, and she supports, you know, as an athlete, as a husband, you know, she supports this movement. And those swords was really, I wanted to win them for her because she really wanted one. And I saw when I, you know, had a failed opportunity back in February, I was like, you know what, I'm going to win you that sword. And she's really helped me a lot through this whole process, especially with posing. And believe it or not, my wife is an expert at critiquing me, and she the one that really got my posing down pat. If it wasn't for her, I don't think I would have accomplished, you know, the goals that I have so far. And my brother, he's been supporting me for forever, and then, you know, big ups to him. He's been you know, sending me messages or telling me to keep doing what I'm doing and never look back. And I got a couple of other friends that's up in the Virginia area that's, you know, supporting me as well. They know who they are. And if you, as an athlete and a person in the fitness world, if you got you a strong support group, man, it's the sky's the limit.
That's right.
And I like to thank you know, everybody who's others that have helped me along my way and encouraging me to keep going, because they tell me, you know, with you doing this, it inspires me to do, you know, stuff on my end, and I enjoyed it, and everybody know that who I'm talking to, you know, I have a couple of, you know, real true friends that supported this movement as well. I got some friends back in Georgia that's been supporting me since I started this, man. And they continue to support me on everything I do, and they always asking me, you know, when is your next show? When is your next show? And sometimes I have to tell them, hey, the body needs rest. I gotta maintain it, right. But it needs rest too. And a lot,
especially coming up to that elite status. I mean, that's you were exhausted because you basically found your new normal, and that takes that takes time.
Yeah, it like I said, this the preparing for this show was, I had fun doing it, but it exhausted me. I'm not gonna lie, but in my mind, I think I was at my best compared to my, you know, previous shows. That was my better package. But that was my better package, and I think I'm looking. I mean, even though it was some hard grinding, but it was worth it. It was worth it.
If it's something you want to do, it's always worth it. You know, I feel bad for the people that don't have the support, but they do have the drive, and, you know, they get caught in the crossroad of. You know, friends, basically, like you said, not really friends, but people that just saying, you're going to leave me if you do that. You're not going to be there for me if you keep on going out of town, you know, following your dreams. And you know, it hurts when they do go back, because you can see where they were and what, you know, where they got to, and just fall off because they think they're doing the right thing.
And I enjoy my two little girls, man. They always in my corner, and when I'm on stage, and then it's like priceless. And especially if I win, the look on their face keeps me going. And they also you know, they skate as on a little competitive level, and. And when I come and support, I try to, you know, I give them the same support as they give me. And I mean, it's just priceless, man. Making them happy is just, it's like, like winning the lottery or something.
Yes.
It's just it all plays part of the package. And I tell people that those that do support you and keep you going, you know, keep them on your team, keep them in your corner, you know, because they're the ones that keep you driving, keep you going, keep you grinding. Keep those people with you, because trust me, man, you need a good support group. And those that, you know, might not have a support group but have the drive, just keep pushing through. Because it will pay off in the end. It will pay off, man. And I always tell people that it's going to pay off. It's going to pay off. And stay humble, because that day when you become unhumble, like if I can, you know, would like to say, that's the day when things can go, you know, sour for you. So I like to say, you know, stay humble. You know, even though I have won, you know, my pro cards with the WNBF and the IFPA, that doesn't mean I haven't accomplished nothing yet, really, because I won my pro card. I still got to compete at the pro level. I haven't won nothing at the pro level yet. So basically, it's like I am a pro, but I'm a rookie. So I can't get on stage with the big head thinking, oh, you know, I'm top notch. No, it doesn't work like that. So you got to stay grounded, stay humble, and just do it because you love doing it. And keep the passion, man. Never let that candle die out. If you're doing something, keep going. Eventually, your time will come.
And if it's passion, it doesn't really burn out, because it's something that's basically you. And I've always said, you know, and I've upset a lot of people, well, not a lot of people. I've upset some people, because like you said, this ain't for everybody. Even the people that could compete, because their mind ain't right, it's not such a good thing, because it can be so destructive at the other end of it.
That's true. And I'm so thankful to have, you know, my wife in my life that supports this, because, you know, we, like I said, we have lives, man, and a lot of people have lives, and then when they want to do something, then that's, you know, sometimes life happens, and then people just stop doing it because, like I said, life happens, man. So.
Well, you know, it's things that do get in the way, and that's, you know, that's what I said. Every prep is different. Every prep should be special, and the fact that you actually make it to the stage should be like the best feeling in life, because when you look at all the people that you were starting with, you know, everybody, we have a little group, so we get together, and we chat, and, you know, who's going to be doing what, and what show you plan on doing, and we map out the roadmap, and, you know, you realize, you know, I made it to this show, and this show. And I was the only one out of the group that made it, you know, and you find respect for the pros that, like you said, when you're stepping up the game and to becoming in such great shape as professionals and, you know, maintaining that professional look, man, is that don't give you goosebumps and the work. I mean, as hard as we might be grinding now, they're doing that, and they've been doing that 5 years ago. So it's like a whole different mindset.
There's people that's been pro longer than you. That's how I always look at it. I said the people that you're going to get might have been doing it for a while, so you got to be ready.
That's right. Well, AT, thanks so much. It's been a wonderful episode. Desiree, if you're still listening, thanks so much for jumping in and helping fill the void of Kareem not being able to make it. And AT, I know it's going to be some great things coming for you in the future. And thank you so much for being part of the P4P family. We do enjoy you know, the hard work and the post, because they do, you know, you'd be surprised the people you don't know that are motivated by you. And I get to see that. I'm blessed at Five Star Fitness, where I get to engage with people when I'm not exercising. And the things that they say, it's so uplifting. And you realize they've been watching you for a long time. not just yesterday, but a long time. And they're seeing how you carry yourself, how you conduct yourself, and when they can still speak well. And, you know, I'm talking about the people that are really trying to find that better place, that better mindset, and that better better life, and they're using you as the motivation to do it. That's humbling. That's very humbling, right. And it's responsibility I don't take lightly, and I thank God for it, that I can be that consistent. And he gave me that mindset to be a consistent individual. But I really appreciate everything you're doing because it almost equals what I'm saying. Not almost equal, it does equal in your own way. We all unique. We all granted basically a lifestyle that we can put an impression on people's lives for the better if we choose to do so.
Yes. And I'd like to thank y'all once again for, you know, allowing me this opportunity, man. I mean, you don't get many opportunities in life, and this is very special to me. And I'm glad that I had the opportunity to actually, you know, speak my mind, speak to the world, and, you know, talk to you. You know, finally, and hopefully one day we can be in a show together, man, so I can talk to you face to face.
Yeah, I'm sure P4P, with the way they've been doing business and the physiques that we're being able to maintain, that's pretty much a given because, you know, like you said, without proper supplementation, diet, sleep, and all those things, it's really so hard. You know, and I really give props to the people that were doing it without proper supplementation, you know, without sponsorships, without basically the support that we now enjoy. But just knowing that they did it, they get much love and much respect. You know, I big shout-out to Cleveland Thomas. Big shout-out to Martin Daniels, Phil Ricardo. Because, you know, it's just when you see what we have to do and know they were doing it so much without that, it's just insane, man. I mean, like really thinking, like, how is that even possible? You know, it's like what we take for granted. They had to basically struggle through off of the eggs and milk. Oh man, I tell you, people just opened up the door for us big time. Where we don't have to struggle with all the trial and error. They basically did the trials and the errors and gave us the product that we can actually use to supplement so much of what we need.
Yeah, man, I am very thankful to be a part of the family, and I'm thankful for them because when one person closes the door on you, another person opens it up, and hey, it's no looking back, kind of, man.
And that's such a blessing. Well, AT, thanks so much. Oh, well, one more thing, I gotta ask. I asked you off here, but I gotta ask on so people can know the nickname.
The Glock. It's a nickname I've been carrying me since my Navy times. I went from Navy to Air Force, and I kept it. The Glock is basically is that little voice in the back of my mind that gives me that drive, that gives me that energy, that gives me that motivation to do what I do. I'm a nice person. I talk to anybody, but the Glock. Well, I mean, when you push that little button, I might be a different person. So basically, they was like, man, you can be a little hothead at times. So hey, the Glock fits me, man. The Glock fits me. So I stuck with it, man. So hey, I carry it on to this day.
And nothing wrong with that. Well, great job. Once again, congratulations on the win. I'm so happy that they treated you so nice. Well, Kareem treated you so nice with the rewards for the hard work, because it does make a difference. You know, it does push us to a newfound level. And some of us need that spur in the behind, whether it be in front of us with the carrot dangling in front of the cart or the other way around. But it gets for a better show, and it basically makes for a better production. And, you know, that's what it's about. How do you present yourself, and how are they presenting us as a whole? And that makes all the difference in the world. So, AT, thanks so much. Great job. Great. This is a great episode. I appreciate everything you put into it. And Hey,
man, I appreciate you.
No problem.
Appreciate you. Thanks for having me on, man.
All right. All right. Have a great night, man. Talk to you later.
All right, man. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. And tomorrow morning, you got a special one with Phaedra doing actually a great interview with Stacey Boyer. And Stacey's a wonderful person. I've met her several times, always energetic, not fake, very, very upbeat, but very down to earth. I mean, it's hard to explain when you talk about people like her. And she does a wonderful job. She's going to be talking with Phaedra. So if anybody's up early in the morning, take the time to listen to her. But as for me, I am out. AT, Desiree, Kareem, sorry we missed you. Great times as always. Talk to you later.